Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
I wanna write you a song. One as beautiful as you are sweet. With just a hint of pain for the feeling that I get when you are gone. I wanna write you a song.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, created and hosted by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of personal and educational discussions with a variety of women that want to educate, inspire, and bring awareness to the community. These women all have a powerful mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories, milestones, and successes with you. Here's your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today has worked in the corporate world for over 40 years and is now spreading kindness and gratitude through her entrepreneurial business. Since her retirement 2 years ago, she has been focused on her business full-time and can really see the difference she makes helping her clients develop true relationships with their clients. Beverly Stukas, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here.
Have the giggles. I'm so happy to have you here because, frankly, spreading kindness and gratitude is really what we need right now.
We need a lot of it right
now. Yes, and welcome to Team Power Braintree.
Thank you.
Now, you joined several months ago. I'm goosebumping already.
Almost a year ago, June of last year.
I saw that. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's mm-hmm. almost a year.
Because we haven't seen each other much this year.
I know. But I saw that and I thought, that had to be wrong.
No, it's June of last year, and it's been wonderful. It's been great.
A year flies by so fast.
It does.
So it's what you do in that time that really matters,
it
right?
It does.
So in this first segment, we want to talk about the intention, and it's really all about personal and business. So it can be personal, it can be business related is what you help people with. You were in the corporate arena for over 40 years. And of course, you have many, many experiences and takeaways from your career. Mm-hmm. But what do you feel like you learned throughout the years the most when you spent all that time in corporate, above anything else that you've learned?
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how quickly 40 years goes. We talked about 1 year going quickly, 40 years. I can't believe I was there that long. But
loyal. And very loyal. Committed and loyal.
There's a lot of different experiences, and they changed over the years, very different types of experience. But if there's one that really stands out, and what I really would like to get out of it, is do what you say and say what you mean. Be authentic. Be authentic. Be yourself. Don't try to be somebody else. And that gets you a lot further in life, really, in business, in life. Just being yourself and be true to what you say. You say you're going to do something, do it.
Yeah.
And that's really...
follow through.
Follow through. Absolutely.
Be a person of your word.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I say in my house a lot, be a man of your word.
Exactly.
To the kids. Mm-hmm. And I really need to because I do have a daughter, so I really need to transition that. But be a person of your word.
Exactly. Exactly. Be yourself. Be authentic. And do what you say you're going to do.
So now, you are a self-proclaimed cards person.
I am.
I love that. I am not a cards person. Actually, so I don't even know if I can say I'm 100% not or 100% for. Because I don't do the birthday cards. But I love to write thank you cards. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you are a cards person. How did it feel when you got too busy? Because early in your career, you were raising a family. Mm-hmm. How did it feel when you got too busy? Did you feel disconnected?
Mm-hmm. Very disconnected. And I was always a card person from high school, from a kid. Always sent the cards, and I loved it. And it was just something that I did. I mean, obviously, we always wrote our thank you notes, but I always liked sending the birthday cards and everything else in between. like you said, when I got busy, life, you know, your what once were your priorities kind of go way down on the list when you're working full time, you have three children. Life gets busy and things change. And it wasn't a good feeling at all. And I would miss a birthday or I would miss something. I always felt lousy, but I just said, that's life. This is what's happening to me right now.
Yeah, and you're
now.
Doing the best you can. Right. Mm-hmm. So you're not getting down on yourself about it.
No, but it was just, I can't do it right. You know, I missed it. I missed it. I'll get it next year.
Yeah.
And so that's why when this was shown to me, send out cards, it just brought back everything that I felt before. And I knew it was something that I could do. And my sister-in-law actually introduced me to send out cards back in 2009 when I was laid up. I had surgery, and I was laid up for like 6 weeks.
Oh, and from work. So you had to take a leave.
Mm-hmm, and she kept sending me cards with pictures of my children, with little voice bubbles coming out saying things to me. And it was just the cutest thing, and it always brightened my day. It always was a great feeling when she sent them to me. Mm. And so once I got better and got on my feet and got talking to her about it, I was blown away with how easy that is to do. Mm. And I said, okay, this is the tool for me.
So this was organic for you, just be drawn to the service.
I need to do this. Mm-hmm. Mm. I need to do this. I need to get back on my schedule.
But was it difficult for you to transition from the old-fashioned way to the technology?
Not that difficult at all, because the old way of going to the store and then getting a stamp and getting it to the post office was out of my reach. So being on the computer and being able to get things done when I had time to do it, not when the store was open or when the post office was open. I could do this, you know, in the middle of the night.
Or on your lunch hour.
Exactly.
Or on your way home from work. Mm-hmm. You know.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so it was very efficient for me. And I used it a lot. And I enjoyed it. And I still love the product, obviously.
Obviously, yes.
But I got so many comments about it. And people loved getting the cards because you can add pictures. You can add your own handwriting font. You can do things like that. And I just started getting a lot of questions about it. Mm. And I said, okay, I'll share this with you and have a little business on the side. So
you started getting questions, and that's how it organically transitioned into a business.
And it was very part-time while I was still working. But it did start, and I said, this is always something I can do once I do retire. This is something that I would love to do full-time. Mm. So I always kept my fingers in it so I could keep up with things.
Yeah.
And so the technology part of it wasn't difficult at all, because by that time we were all on computers. Computers weren't new to us at that point.
Yeah.
We were using them.
Now, did you gain a lot of clients from your corporate world and your corporate connections?
Not really. I really kept my side business separate from my corporate business.
Yeah.
I kind of kept it separate, which was just something I wanted to do. It wasn't they had rules or anything. It was just I wanted to keep it separate.
Yeah.
And no, not really. I started from scratch and that's how I learned about networking.
Wow. I know, networking. So you didn't even know networking existed.
I didn't know what it was. I didn't know. What do you mean?
That blew my mind when I read that. And frankly, my mother's been networking since the 80s, because she was the president of an ABWA in New Bedford in the early 80s. And when she started that actual group, women were asking her, what is networking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And it's been the best thing I could have done. I have made so many friends. I met you. I don't know what my world would be like if I wasn't networking now. Yeah. But coming from the corporate world, we didn't network. We'd had our, you know.
Your meetings.
Our meetings, and that's what we did. And so I said, well, okay, I'll go to networking. What is it? What do I have to do?
I love it. I love networking because it's community interactions. It's just being involved in meeting new people and learning about other people, not just sharing your stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm. You get so much and you learn so much from just getting to know somebody, whether or not you subscribe to their business or use their service. You just get to know them as a friend, and it's wonderful. And yeah. then you have someone to refer to them, or they can refer to you, and it's really great. Like I said, I don't know where I would be if I wasn't networking.
Well, your emails are lovely. I have to say, I do love reading them, but we do have to go to break. Okay. So when we come back, I want to talk to you about how much an investment that it really is.
Okay.
And so Beverly Stukas is my guest. You can go to sendoutcards.com/Beverly Stukas, or you can find her on Powerful Women Revealed on the Braintree team. So you go to groups and then directory and Braintree, and she'll be there with all of her information. So your email, your phone, your website, your Facebook and your LinkedIn. I double checked everything. It's all rocking and rolling. Mm-hmm. And so I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
A grapefruit diet is not realistic. A love diet is personal. For over 2.5 years, Nicole Perry has been writing her debut book, I Am on a Love Diet, and it's officially available on Amazon right now. Nicole's debut book, I Am on a Love Diet, is Nicole's story of how she focused on feeding herself love for 365 days and shares her very candid, raw, and personal thoughts about the dieting industry. Nicole's book is nonfiction, but reads like a beach novel. Get your copy today by visiting ilovemydiet.com. We all have a story, but in order to become the person we want to be, education is key. And behavior modification is Fran Lambert's expertise. Fran has helped thousands move away from old habits to achieve healthier, new ones, because there isn't just one thing getting in the way. And with Fran's realistic solutions and support, she has simple programs that you can sustain. Take yourself off the back burner, because you have everything to gain. Contact Fran Lambert today on Facebook at Happy and Healthy Inside and Out.
Why are we looking down on our sisters and brothers? Isn't love all that we got? Don't we know everyone's got a father and mother? The day we know we're all the same together, we can make that change.
Look around, there are too many of us crying, and not enough love to go round.
Oh, oh.
What a waste, another day, another good one dying.
But I know that the world will change the day we know we're all the same. Why can't we just get along? If loving one another's wrong, then how are we supposed to get close to each other? We gotta make that change, yeah.
We are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and that was Charlie Puth and James Taylor, Change. I'm not political, but I am passionate. So there you go. There's my little political song for you for this trying time. And it is all about relationships. Send out cards, really, and you personally, there is a twofold mission. So what is the twofold mission?
Nicole, that could not have been a better song to come into what I'm going to talk about now with the twofold mission. Send Out Cards is all about sending out kindness and gratitude and really expressing your appreciation to other people.
Mm.
And so the twofold mission that we have is that to help people act on their promptings. And promptings are that inner voice in you that's saying, or your thoughts that I haven't seen this person in so long, I should really reach out, and you don't. You know, things that you think about and you just don't act on. And Send Out Cards really wants to make that easy, that you can just get on your computer or your phone. You can do it on your phone and type up a card and send it out to somebody. Add a picture of the two of you together, that, and just reach out in kindness. Say thank you to someone that helped you in the store. Say thank you to the teacher that your kids had at school, or you know, just reach out and express your thoughts. Don't keep them into yourself. And then the second part of the mission is providing a vehicle for financial success. People that want to stay at home and work from their home on their schedule. They have a very flexible schedule that they want to use. And also to have a plan B. Like maybe you have a job, but you want that second stream of income. And this is
like you did.
A great tool to have for that second stream of income to come in.
Now, how often do you hear about businesses or business owners regretting not taking action?
We hear it mostly when after they started using send-out cards, because they kind of kick themselves for say, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah.
Why didn't I reach out to my clients like this before?
Yeah. It's so, easy.
It is. It's so easy. And that
And affordable.
And that tangible touch just makes a difference with your customers or your clients.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And really, what are your priorities? If your clients are really that important to you, how are you showing them? How are you showing your clients? Because in this day and age, I'm goosebumping myself right now, our actions are important.
Actions are so important. And reaching out to your clients and showing appreciation, thanking them for being your client without trying to sell them something in the next sentence.
Yeah.
Just reach out to them and say, hello.
Yeah.
Happy spring.
I'm thinking about you. Thank you so much.
I saw your son's picture in the paper, or I don't know, newspaper, maybe on Facebook.
Yeah.
That you're, he's an Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
Congratulations. And put that picture in the card. And congratulations to him. What an accomplishment. You must be so proud.
Yeah. And put your business logo on the back.
On the back. You can brand the back of the card. So you can do that. And that's very subtle. But you're not trying to sell them something while you're reaching out to say thank you.
Yeah.
Or how are you? And that's relationship marketing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing. It's 80% relationship, 20% marketing.
Which we need to keep reminding ourselves when we're in business.
Exactly.
80% relationship and building the relationship. And 20% is the selling and the marketing.
And if you build that relationship, the business comes. You build your relationship with your clients or with friends or, you know, acquaintances, and they see how you are. They see how much you care.
Yeah.
And then they come back to you. They tell other people about you, and their friends start
and
coming
so on,
to you.
And so on, and so on.
And so if you build that relationship, the business comes.
I hope I am doing the 80-20 thing. But I tell you what, I know that you can help your clients take action. How can you help a client that is dragging her feet? Because I bought into the service and I've sent one card.
And
like I really want to, and I have some ideas about it. But I need help because I'm dragging my feet.
But it's all when the time is right for you.
Yeah.
So I don't like to nag anybody or you know, stay on them. But it's all when the time is right for you. But I can certainly help set up a timeline, set up a system for you. And that's really what we're about too. The system so that you have a timeline of how you're going to reach out to your clients and when. You get the welcome to the company, we're so glad you're our client. And then maybe a couple of months later, it's already programmed that they're going to get another card with information or just a hello.
Yeah,
and
that
then
would
you
be
can
great.
And so you set up those cards ahead of time. When you get a new customer, boom, they're in the system and it goes.
Yeah.
And then you intersperse that with the occasional card of, you know, just hello, or congratulations on your award, or things like that you see.
Yeah, so that sounds like a good idea.
It's a little bit of setup at the beginning, but once you do it, it's a, you know, touch of the computer.
Touch of the button. Now, how do you help your clients bridge generational gaps?
Well, That's a little different. I do have a newsletter that I send out weekly, and I highlight a lot of great authors and speakers that speak on a lot of these topics. But when you're in business, and I mean, you do business with every generation that there is, and I think a lot of times you have preconceived notions about a certain generation, and I'll pick millennials just because they're used to getting picked on now, but they're thought to be, you know, entitled and have that entitled thinking.
Yeah, but they're
and
not.
You have to communicate with everybody. You have to communicate with them and get to know them and build the relationship.
Yeah,
and then you
and
know,
not assume.
And then they're not a part of a generation. They're a person. They're a friend. They're a coworker.
Yes.
You collaborate with them. You, you know, it comes down again to just building that relationship and get to know them.
Isn't that funny when you start grouping people into the millennials? You're almost
pushing them aside.
Pushing them aside, or there's a disconnect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely,
there is a
disconnect
there.
Or if you have someone of an older generation, you say, "Oh, they won't get it." You know, you can't discount a generation just because it's different than yours.
Yeah.
Really, you have to get to know them.
Yeah. Now, how often do we feel underappreciated as clients? I mean, I can name countless situations where I have felt underappreciated.
But your vendor or whoever you're a client of doesn't know that until you leave them. They don't realize it until all of a sudden you're
Isn't
not coming back
true?
To them. You don't
Isn't
come back
true?
To them anymore, and they say, "Oh, gee, why? I wonder where she went."
Yeah, I wonder
why.
So
if you don't, if you don't communicate with your client some way, every 30 days that you don't communicate with them, you lose 10% of your influence over them.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
So whether it be a tangible touch or even an email, some type of communication, every 30 days equals 10%. So after a year of not communicating with your client, they're gone.
You're 0%.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you're wondering, where'd she go?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So, but that person isn't saying how to, you know, the person that's underappreciated isn't coming out and saying that really out loud to the vendor.
Yeah. And just like in our own families and our personal lives, we need to appreciate each other out loud. Mm-hmm. And I know my husband loves me and my kids know I love them, but we need to say it to
each
other.
It has to be said.
Exactly. Love that. I love you. Mm-hmm. I hope you stay with us. We have to go to break. Beverly Stukas, she's with Send Out Cards. You can go to powerfulwomenreveal.com under groups, directory, and Braintree to find all of her information, or you can go to sendoutcards.com/Beverly Stukas. And I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
We all have a story, but in order to become the person we want to be, education is key. And behavior modification is Fran Lambert's expertise. Fran has helped thousands move away from old habits to achieve healthier, new ones, because there isn't just one thing getting in the way. And with Fran's realistic solutions and support, she has simple programs that you can sustain. Take yourself off the back burner because you have everything to gain. Contact Fran Lambert today on Facebook at Happy and Healthy Inside and Out.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry. My mission has always been to support women, and I'm still doing that through my radio show, Powerful Women Revealed. Now I'm creating additional opportunities for women to come together. We focus on personal balance, fine-tuning our business models, and preparing for our futures. Give yourself the gift of personal and professional fulfillment. Check out our new membership levels at powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
I'm standing still without you in the emptiest of fields. I wish that I could say what's on my mind.
The straw that fills your heart so you never have to feel. You say that you just need a little time.
Days like these I bury my each and every word, and hide them underneath these lonely trees.
The harvest moon is wicked, I know that you've been hurt, but I swear I'm here for good, I'll never leave.
This is where it starts tonight.
If you open up your heart tonight,
you're staring out the window. I'm out here in the street. You're standing like a sky. crow and I'm begging you to speak. It used to be my solid ground, oh, I'm drowning in the sea. And I just wanna believe in you and me. I just wanna believe in you and me.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and that was Scarecrow, Alex and Sierra. What a beautiful song, and I love it. I just want to believe in you and me. I love the whole tune of the song. I just want to believe in humanity. Let me just say that, mm-hmm. right? I want to believe in humanity. So we were talking about relationship marketing early on in the show, but what do you want to say or what do you want to share that people don't understand about it?
People don't understand that relationship is the biggest part of it, and that's why it's first. The word is first. Relationship. It's not marketing relationships. It's relationship marketing. But people don't understand about send out cards is that it's not just an automated birthday card that goes out. There's a lot more to it.
So people used to think what that?
It's just a system card that with a stock saying in it, and some kind of like a supermarket card that. That automatically goes out to somebody. And you can't do that. You can't set it up, but you're setting it up and you're writing what's in there.
Your thoughts about that specific connection mm-hmm. with that client mm-hmm. or person.
And so you're writing it. You can put it in your own handwriting font. You can add pictures to it. So it's a personal card directly to that person. And you can add gifts to it. We have a whole catalog of gifts, of cookies, candies, books, little tokens, card-sized gifts. There's a whole variety of things. And gift cards, too. We have Amazon and Starbucks gift cards that are nice to add into them.
Nice.
If you're thanking somebody for a referral or something, you put a Starbucks card in there. It's nice. So people don't understand all that, and once they see it, it's an eye opener for them because that's not what they think of. So
your ideal person to work with, I love talking about this in depth mm-hmm. because we really want to, as women in business and women entrepreneurs and any small business owner, we want to attract the ideal people, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. There's no sense in me attracting someone that is not a good fit for my radio show, my teams, my book, whatever mm-hmm. it is. There's no sense in attracting the people that's not right, a good fit. So someone that is ideal mm-hmm. is, and I'd like you to give me a little bit more mm-hmm. on this, mm-hmm. would like to get more cards in the hands of family and friends. Yes. That is one of the simplest ways mm-hmm. to get started.
And it's someone like me that mm-hmm. Liked sending cards, but the hassle of it was, you know,
Too much
for me. So it's somebody that, or it could be somebody that's housebound, that can't get out, or, you know, really anybody that wants to express their feelings to family and friends.
And maybe somebody that's already sends cards, but they're kind of on a budget mm-hmm. and they're mm-hmm. finding themselves moving away from Hallmark and going to the dollar store. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting even cheesier mm-hmm. quality and mm-hmm. there's nothing personal, mm-hmm. nothing customized about it. Mm-hmm. So that would be another great person too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That they're spending too much because our cards are really just about half, if not more than half, of the cards in the store, and you can personalize them. So that makes a huge difference. We do all the printing. You just type it up on your computer or your phone. We print them. We add the gift for you, and then it's sent.
So it's for that person who appreciates the online efficiency.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And you get reminders?
You get reminders. If you have your birthdays in your contact manager, or an anniversary or whatever date, a lot of realtors put in the date that the house was sold or that the their clients bought closed on their house.
Nice.
And they send them a 1-year reminder or a 1-year anniversary card, 1 year in your new home. So you can set up reminders like that. You get a 2-week notice beforehand, so you have plenty of time to get the card out to them.
And then it's also for someone who wants to customize their thoughts mm-hmm. because they want to verbally say their thank you in their words because their situation and their relationship with the client is mm-hmm. so personal.
Exactly, and it keeps it personal. And that's what a lot of people like about about it, that you can put your own thoughts and words in there.
Mm. And it's also for the person or the small business owner that wants to develop more meaningful relationships with his or her clients.
And so it really is two sides of it. It's the personal side of the send out cards, and then there's the business side of it as well. We have lots of different, or several different packages and subscription plans that you can go on. Probably the most expensive card that you can send, including pictures, is $375, which is a lot less than the stores, plus postage.
Yeah.
So, and then we can get it down for the businesses that are sending a lot of cards, we get it down to $1.31.
Mm.
So the large businesses that have to send cards out to a lot of different people, you know, the price gets down.
Okay. Well, on that note, we got to go to break. I hope you stay with us. You can go to Powerful Women Revealed Braintree Team to find Beverly Stukas, or you can go to sendoutcards.com/Beverly Stukas to get started right away. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Nicole Perry, and I created a great motivational tool for the entrepreneurial spirited businesswoman called Powerful Women Reflections. Women entrepreneurs deserve to be at the top of our own priority lists, and these cards work similar to tarot cards by providing daily insight and motivation. Powerful Women Reflection cards are perfect to keep your health, business, and future in check. Each powerful deck come with 80 cards of reflection, and you can get your own personal deck today by visiting powerfulwomenrevealed.com.
Said, was it you who spoke the words that things would happen but not to me? All things are gonna happen naturally. Oh, I'm taking your advice and I'm looking on the bright side and I'm balancing the whole thing. Oh, but it oftentimes those words, they get tangled up in lies and the bright light turns to night. Oh, until the dawn it brings, another day we'll sing about the magic that was you and me. 'Cause you and I both love what you and I spoke of, and others just read of. Others only dream of the love, oh, the love it I love best. Love it ever, ooh, come again. See I'm all about them words, over numbers, unencumbered, unnumbered words. Hundreds of pages, pages, pages for words, more words than I ever heard, and I feel so alive 'cause of you and I both love.
And we are back. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. That is the most beautiful song I think I've ever heard.
It is.
Jason Mraz, and I'm still goosebumping. They're not going down. It's just this whole community singing about love together. And I got my Kleenex here in case I start crying. But it was just beautiful. I couldn't wait to play that song.
I love it. I love it.
So, all right. So getting back to, we have a nice segment left here. So getting back to the ideal client, it's also the ideal person that can utilize their own photos, logos, headshots, sayings that can bridge that gap between being distanced from their client.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's so many different things that you can stay in touch with, and it's a great tool for organizing and follow up with people that that might drag their feet a little bit.
Yes,
you can follow
like
up
me.
Nicely. You can follow up nicely with them. But using your own photos and that just brings it so much more to life.
And they say the fortune is in the follow up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And right. follow-up is just so important. And that's where it can be automated, that you're staying in touch with those people.
And really, following up is the relationship within the marketing.
Yep.
It's just all connected, and it's just building the relationship. And really, it's just saying you care.
You care. And what you give out, we know, it all comes back.
It comes back. So it is an easy system to support larger businesses.
Absolutely.
Large that maybe have hundreds of clients.
Clients, because we do have what we call system cards that same card can go to 100 or 200 people.
Yeah.
We have programs for that, packages for that, to make it easy to send that monthly reminder out, or the quarterly reminder, whatever
it might be. But it's still personalized.
It's still, to some degree, yes, it's still personalized. But the same card is going to a lot of people. You can put their first name in there. You can program it so their first name goes in there.
Isn't that fantastic? Mm-hmm, just like email marketing.
Exactly.
And email marketing. A lot of people don't open it.
A greeting card is 11 times more apt to be opened than an email.
And look at all these cards I have displayed. They can't see because we're on radio, but we have all these cards displayed. And I could actually I'll do some Photoshops of some of these cards, maybe some pictures, and put them in a collage on the Facebook page.
Oh,
and that would be really nice.
Great. And as I was saying before, people
don't throw them out.
We were talking about whether it's recyclable or not, and they are printed on recycled paper. But I said to Nicole, look, people don't throw them out. You've got all your cards right here.
I don't want to throw them away. You sent them to me. They're your words, sentiments. Mm-hmm. I'm so lucky to have you in my life, all these different things that you've sent to me. And every time I get them, it brings such a smile to my face. And then I'm like, I really need to stop dragging my own feet, because there's so many people that I want to thank.
And that's part of our mission. Just bring a smile to somebody's face each day. And we all need that now.
We all need it. We all need it. And again, like you said, you can also add additional gifts or gifts cards with them. But I want to go back to this question I was going to ask you earlier about being top of mind.
Okay.
Because, we can talk all we want, if your client is not at the top of mind, at your top of mind, that's client satisfaction is when they're in the forefront.
Absolutely. When you send your client a picture of them with their Eagle Scout son or whatever it might be, that card goes on the refrigerator, or it might even go in a frame. That client remembers you when the next time they're selling their house or whatever, that's the realtor they're going to go to, or the insurance broker that they're going to go to, or whoever it might be that sent them the card.
Yeah. Because you care.
You cared about them.
Mm-hmm. 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 And so you can help your clients keep that top
Absolutely.
Of mind with an organized timeline.
Absolutely. We can set up what we call a campaign so that the cards go out on a regular basis and they're still personalized. It's set up and they'll go out on whatever interval over the year that you want them to go out.
So does the client need to be organized?
They need to have their contacts listed somehow, so we can upload their contacts into the program. And then from there.
And it starts with one.
It starts with one, or if you have them in an Excel file or another type of file, we can upload that right into our system. And then take your top 100 clients and create a campaign for that top 100 clients and how often you want to touch them during the year. And then you're organized. You're done. So it is a great follow-up system. It's a great tool.
And it might even bring more, it might even help the relationship grow.
Oh, without a doubt.
Because if you're touching, because I know there's all these touches, you have to have all these touches, right? And it's
right.
whether it's on social media,
right.
or it's picking up the phone,
exactly.
or seeing
or
them
text
in
text
or
whatever.
In person, there's a certain amount of touches. What is it, like 12?
12.
It's 12
I
now.
I think it is.
Okay.
I think they need you.
But then they're touching you back.
Absolutely.
And and that's, you want to bring them in, keep them close. This is why I built the teams. Because I want to see my clients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to see them. I was losing touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this would be a genius way for me to see them all the time. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I value the relationships.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. Right. But even if you turn it around and the person's not your client yet, but you've spoken to them about your service, you want to follow up with that person. So you want to follow up without nagging, but just touching base with them, thinking about you today. You know, here's a quote that I love, you know, whatever it might be that you want to follow up. It takes, I think they say, 7 to 12 touches before that person becomes your client. So it could take a while, and that's not all cards. It's another form of it. But a very small percentage of people buy your product on the first contact.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Now, what do you want to give the final takeaways for the listener? Because I want to say, number one, mm-hmm. you said I loved it. Send out cards makes it easy to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. I used to say. Send out cards takes the hassle out of being nice.
Yeah.
What I used to use as a tagline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
but
it does.
They just make it easy, though.
They make it very easy.
And then they also, they are in the business of sending gratitude and appreciation. So if you need more of that mm-hmm. in your business, if mm-hmm. you need to share more gratitude and appreciation, this is a perfect avenue.
It is. And it comes straight from our founder. He is the most giving person and appreciates everything, and that's what he wants us to do, just send out kindness, send out gratitude, and that's the whole theme of this company.
And how did you feel when you started sending cards again?
Oh my God, I felt like myself again. And you know, you really don't know who appreciates it more, the sender or the receiver. I mean, I just love that I can send the cards that I send. And I know, you know, people that receive them do too. So it's really a win-win for both sides.
It is. Well, we are out of time, but I do want to give a final quote. And this is one I found by John Lennon. So life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans. I know we've heard that before, mm-hmm. but it's a good
great one.
It's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
And really, again, if you want to personalize the message of gratitude and be kind and put that more into your, just appreciate your clients more.
Mm-hmm.
This
mm-hmm.
is perfect.
Yeah.
The investment is minimal.
Minimal.
You're delightful. You're delightful. And you're, let me see here. I wrote it down. Hang on. What did I write? I wrote something about you. Hang on. I wanted to remember. You are patient.
Oh.
And you're not grateful. Well, you are grateful, mm-hmm. but you're graceful.
Oh.
Like, you're not pushy. You're very, and you're organized, so you can help. And I just can't thank you enough for being here.
You are a sweetheart. I love being here. This was great.
I am so happy to be mm-hmm. supporting you. I'm happy to be using your product. I want to thank my clients. And I think this is the perfect avenue. I'm just one of those that are dragging my feet that need mm-hmm. a little more help.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we are out of time. I want to thank you for listening. You can go to Powerful Women Revealed, the group button, and then the directory and Braintree team to find all of Beverly's information. But you can also go to sendoutcards.com/Beverly Stukas. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Until then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, a safe week, a lovely week. Remember, knowledge is power. Why don't